Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Northern Duchess Botanical Gardens, where the plants they grow are the plants they sell in the backwoods of Rhinebeck, ndbgonline.com. Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com, and Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And today, Juge Clausen from the Phantom Gardener is here, and we're talking about, midsummer. Fertilize those annuals and take your pots down if they're hanging, and really, really, really soak them and really, really, really fertilize them, and do that with all your pots, and it'll just continue to be beautiful.
Yep, makes all the difference.
So, what are you loving right now?
Oh, well, let's see. I would say my annual salvias, they're all starting to really come in and bloom. And of course, that brings the hummingbirds in. So, every year I do a bunch of those that I just love. Wendy's Wish and Cambridge Blue and all sorts of them. Snow Nymph is one of my faves. So I'm really loving those. I'm loving my containers in general. I mean, you know me, I love my annual containers. We just got a new porch put on our house, and so it's been so fun to just decorate that with my potted plants and some herbs and things. So I'd say I'm really into that. Can't help but really be into hydrangeas right now. This is hydrangea season, and so there's just so many, and they're so fun and gorgeous, and enjoying all those, especially the paniculatas this year. They're just so tough. They love sun. From this intense winter, I had some bloom structs that were gorgeous and big, but I really had to cut them way back. They're coming in beautifully. You know, it's a good reminder that sometimes things, even when we do have to cut them way, way back, the way they grow back is really beautifully. It's, I guess, worth the wait. So those have no buds at all. So we'll see. But the foliage is looking gorgeous. They're a beautiful shape, great green. All my paniculatas, though, are starting to really bloom, and that's so fun.
I've become a huge fan of the Haas Halo.
Oh my gosh, my
I just,
favorite.
I mean, I got it because it was, and it's a native, and I,
Yeah.
you know, I'm just so into natives, and I got a white one and a pink one.
Oh.
And I have to say that, and they're in partial shade.
Yeah, good.
They are a really great plant.
Aren't they amazing? So I have one of the pink ones. I think it's Pinky Pollen Ring. Is that
Yes.
the name, right?
Yeah.
It is loaded with flowers and just such a big, gorgeous shape. And mine's in a fair amount of shade too. Yep.
And bees.
The bees love it. All different kinds of bees are coming. And that's making me think of my mountain mint, which is really taken off. And talk about bees. They love it.
Mountain mint is a is a it's another native.
Yes.
It is a mint, so be careful where you plant it. But if you want to cover some territory with a really worthy plant, pick mountain mint.
Oh yeah. Yep. It's like
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I can say the best pollinator plant, but definitely up there. Because of all the species that come to it and the way it spreads, they love that. It creates just like a nice little roadway for them to come and visit. So that's really taking off and starting to flower, and just kind of obsessed with that too.
And then all the tall, I neglected to get out and prune my tall stuff.
Okay, right.
And that wasn't in the path of destruction. So But so it's all going to be the tall Heelys. You know, they're going to be a real interesting thing. I'm going to have to stake them because I didn't. Those are the ones that you buy mid-June. You got to get out there and prune them halfway down. And I did not do it. I was
Well,
bad.
it's Chelsea chop, right? I know it's hard. Last year, I did not get to do my Rebecca. What's the super tall one that I have? All yellow. Can't remember. Not her.
Oh, Triloba?
Anyways, what's up?
Triloba?
Maybe. And
Yeah, I love
so,
Rebecca Triloba. Biennial self-sower.
well, I have that one. That one's crazy. And then this one, I didn't chop back. So it was like 8 feet tall last year and in bloom. I couldn't even basically see the flowers. This year I remembered, and it is so sturdy and nice and probably already about 5.5 feet tall. But boy, it's really exciting to see that.
So are asters showing up in the nurseries?
Just starting to. We have had some in. We get. It's interesting because, the trend was always you carry, the plants once they're like budding and blooming or their season is coming. But the cool thing is with natives and pollinator plants, people are coming in really early for them. And so we've caught up to that, and we bring them in even if they're just green, because some people want to get them in their garden right away. So we've
Yeah.
had some New York asters and some other types. And then I would imagine within the next week or two, we will get all sorts of asters. Yep.
Yeah, I think if you have a hole in your garden, save it for an aster. There's an aster of every height and color.
Yes.
And talk about, I don't know, I think one of the things about so my garden disaster is that I've lost all the activity that goes along with having a garden. It's not just the plants.
Right.
It's, the birds, it's the bees, it's the butterflies. It's this sort of community that is another part of my life, and it requires a different part of my brain.
Yeah.
And there's no talking, and it's just, I love that sort of ambient communication where you're just sort of trusting that you're all getting along
Right.
without a common language, except for probably water and dirt. And
The shared language.
it's just my rebuild is going to definitely be, I'm going to be really conscious of that,
Yep, making sure you build that community again and
Or
provide.
a better community. It's an opportunity to create a better community.
Yes, that's right. Even better.
Yeah, because I just saw there's been so much disturbance in the natural world around me, and things are just coming. I have not seen a or what are the orange birds? Oh my God, I hadn't seen
An
the.
Oreo?
Yes, the
Or
Baltimore Orioles. I haven't
yes.
seen a Baltimore Oriole in years. And the other day I was sitting outside and there was a Baltimore Oriole. And, so I thought, okay, they're around. I just haven't seen them because I'm on the edge of the woods. And now all the woods have fallen down. So they're coming closer to me. And I thought, okay, I'm going to plant a bunch of orange stuff because they like orange stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool.
So it's just, I think more people are planting natives, right?
Definitely. Oh yeah, it's so great. And there's different levels of it too. Some folks are really, really strict and want just like straight cultivars. Some folks now are really hyper focused on like Hudson Valley natives. So it also keeps us on our toes and makes us think like, okay, right,
Yeah.
yeah,
And
I
then
mean,
there's the
it's
blenders, people like me who blend. I believe if you're going to plant an exotic, plant a native.
yeah, right.
There are, it's kind of like Levi's jeans. There's no rules. Yes. You can wear anything with your jeans.
Yeah, that's right. High heels, your work boots, whatever. Yeah, for me, as long as folks aren't planting invasives, and being mindful about what they're spraying for
Yeah,
weeds.
miscanthus is on the no list now. So if you have a miscanthus, you might want to dig that out. And it turned out to be an invasive.
That's a bug. So, I mean, I hope people are mindful in that way. But yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a purist with the natives. There are too many ornamentals and the annuals and stuff that I just love. So, but a good mix, good balance.
Yeah. So do whatever you do. But do it right.
That's right.
So and add natives, because boy, we've come a long way. They have been, we went from thinking they were weeds to just realizing there are some really gorgeous natives, so get out and check them out. So wait a minute, we're out of time, Juge. Thank you so much. I'm feeling more hopeful. I'm gonna do it. It's gonna work.
I'm sorry, Sally.
Oh,
A big
well.
occurrence, but you know what? I can see it. You're already planning and you've
Well,
got hope.
am I the luckiest person in the world that I have a garden show and I can ask everybody every week to help me through my process? Oh my
You
gosh. I am the luckiest girl in the whole USA.
Oh, I love your attitude. I love it.
Well, I love all of you guys, and together, the horticultural scene in the Hudson Valley and over here in the northwest corner of Connecticut and Massachusetts, it's just like we've all been working together for so many years to figure out really good ways of doing this, better ways of doing it, things, and we're doing it. So I'm really happy to be a part of that world for sure. So we're out of time. We're gone. Thank you, Juge Clausen from the Phantom. Say hi to everybody there for me. Garden Show and Home, brought to you by I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. imustgarden.com. Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson, and online at catskillnativenursery.com. And Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons. Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com. Ooh, we're out of here. Plant something.